The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. Jeremiah 8, verse 20. Not saved. Dear reader, is this your condition? How many times have you been warned to escape destruction, and still you're not saved? You've heard it from ministers and even read about it in the Bible yourself. Family and friends shared Christ with no effect. You'll have no excuse when you stand before God on Judgment Day. The Holy Spirit anointed the word you heard and quickened your understanding, but still, you refuse to come to Christ. Spring, summer, and fall are past. The harvest season is over, and winter is here. Year after year, you march to eternity as if you'd live forever, but soon death will put its clammy hand on your shoulder and say, "Come with me." Since you've already rejected every grace of God, is there any hope for you? Tears and prayers so far have been wasted on your hard heart. The probability you'll be saved is the lowest it's ever been. There's the highest probability you'll remain unrepentant until you meet Christ face to face, and then it will be too late. Does this bother you? If so, perhaps there's hope. Don't be like the Roman ruler who rejected the Apostle Paul's appeal with, "Go away for now. When I have a convenient time, I will call for you." Acts 24, verse 25. There's no record that convenient time ever came. Oh, dear reader, make it the most important purpose of your life to be saved.